Ajahn, as a teacher, I would like to know, in your opinion, what is often the most neglected blind spot in an individual monk, and also as a community, what would be the most important quality to develop for the benefit of the group?
Yeah, very good. I think, in terms of probably the most unrecognized quality that tortures us all as practitioners is idealism. We just have, we you know, because you know we're we most of us come to this when we're young and we're inspired, and you get really idealistic of how you would like to be, how the community should be, how the teaching should be, how the teacher should be, and that kind of, and because it's, say, the ideal is beautiful and inspiring, then it tends not to be examined in terms of its drawback, in the same way that every single thing has it's like one of the ways that the Buddha described his awakening, because there are different ways that the Buddha described his awakening. Of course, Four Noble Truths is the most common. It wasn't until I understood these Four Noble Truths and their 12 aspects that I was able to declare that I was a fully awakened a Buddha. But similarly, one of the ways that the Buddha describes his awakening is, well, it wasn't until I truly saw the benefit as the benefit, the drawback as the drawback, and the way out as the way out, that I could declare that I was fully awakened. So and it's sort of the benefit of a particular thought or a particular perception or any kind of idea. There is a benefit. Yeah, again, ideals inspire us, give us encouragement, give us, inspiration. But nothing is completely good in and of itself. And so then we can torture ourselves with our idealism of, I should be a better monk. Well, of course you should be. We should all be better people. But, we'll torture ourselves and make us ourselves suffer out of that idealism. And so that's oftentimes not examined really clearly. Or, the practice should go like this. When you practice according to this teaching that's right in the suttas, here it is, then it should bring about four jhanas and the true insights and complete liberation. And why isn't it doing it to me? So there's all the package of idealism that we carry with us is oftentimes not examined as clearly as it should. And so it makes for, difficulties and obstacles for ourselves and kind of slows us down. Which doesn't mean you say, okay, I'm just going to kick back and be a jaded, lazy kind of practitioner. And it's not the way at all, but it is sort of being willing to investigate. And that's why it's so important to keep reminding oneself that the foundation of the Buddhist teachings is always cast in, that the elephant's footprint of the Four Noble Truths is so important to keep internalizing, whatever, really being willing to investigate that suffering, that dissatisfaction, that discontent, that dis-ease that we all experience, but to look at it as a dhamma rather than a personal fault or flaw or a personal affront to one's the idealized version of how things should be. That I would say is often unexamined or not examined as completely as it should. And in terms of a quality for living together in community, you just have to be patient. Other human beings are, they're all, other than me, everybody's irritating. why are they like the way they are? So just being patient with oneself and patient with others and being willing to step back and, kind of see the absurd aspects of community life and human personality, especially when you've got a group of people that come together in a monastery, as strange and irritating as we can be, everybody comes here with a real wholesome intention. They're looking for something good. They're looking for something peaceful. They're looking for something to make sense, in a really unpleasant and confusing world.